Hello, brethren. Hello, dear listeners. Welcome once again to Who Is Now Ready podcast show. I appreciate God that has inspired again to bring this another hit topic or subject to your hearing once again. Welcome to this episode on Who Is Now Ready. Hope you're ready, brother. Listen to me. Hope you're ready, sister. Listen to me. Hope you're ready, a friend. Listen to me. Hope you're ready, a father, mother, guidance, listen to me. Alright, what is the subject that I'm about to know to reveal to you as the Holy Spirit has led this day is talking about from perishable to imperishable. And if you're gonna see in Matthew 6:20 that says, but store up yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in or steal. Why won't you focus on eternal treasure for lasting impact? My brothers and sisters, listen to me. Do not work for the food that disappears, but for the food that remains to eternal life, the food which the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, will give to you. For God the Father has put his seal of approval on him. That's John 6:27. Have you ever considered that everything you and I can see, touch, is ultimately going to pass away? The smartphone you're using, everything around you is going to pass away. You're going to decide one day that you are tired of the smartphone and you're going to give it to your junior ones, or abandon it and buy a new phone. And of course, it has passed away from your hand. We live in a perishable world. Of course, it is all subject to decay and to destruction. That's a sobering thought, right? However, the things of heaven are imperishable. Hallelujah. They will last forever, and we can store up our treasures in heaven. Jesus said, but accumulate for yourself treasure in heaven, where moth and devouring insect do not destroy, and thief do not break in and steal. That's the same Matthew 6:20. Do you want to be rich in the next world? The real world I'm talking about. The world that will last forever. Eternity. If so, you need to be actively convertilating the perishable items of this world into the perishable treasures of the world to come. You need to start converting everything that is in your care to the items of the world that is coming. Born again Christians understand that we all live in a time bubble that can pop in this perishing world at any time. When that happens, we will find ourselves in a totally different paradigm. This wise person realized that in the end, all of our earthly time, talent, and treasure is going to perish. Apostle Paul made this point clear when he said, "For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it." 1 Timothy 6:7. Think of it. Everything we know and love about this world will eventually be gone. Gone, and you are not going to see it anymore. If you can make an experiment of a bubble now, just throw a bubble or throw a bubble up, and in no time you see it will collapse on it. You won't see it anymore. That is just how this world is. This eternal focus was at the core of Paul's teaching. He set his eyes and his heart on the eternal, because he knew that the world as we know it is temporary and wasting away. Paul's eyes were fixed on eternity, and he conducted his life accordingly. I have been praying God to help me to live. If I can live, if Christian of today can live 10% of how Brother Paul lived his life, oh my goodness. The gospel will we go around more than this. People will be saved. You know, each one of us has to make a choice. I can remember vividly Sunday service, but it's during the morning division service that our general pastor was talking about having choice. I mean, you have the choice to choose. Likewise, we also. Each one of us has to make a choice. Do we want to enjoy life within the Lord's framework so our lives can can echo into eternity? Or are we going to live our lives dedicated to the temporary values of this perishing world? As we study the Bible, we discover we are in the middle of what? Two totally different value systems that are striving to win our commitment and loyalty. Devil is trying to win your commitment and loyalty. Likewise, Jesus also. And that is why Jesus has come to die for your sin. Because he wants to win your commitment and loyalty. He wants you to come and have share in his Father's glory. The first is what we call the perishable world, which I've talked about, that Satan is driving, is dragging people, a lot of people to hell now. And the second is the perishing, imperishable eternal world, eternal realm of glory. Hallelujah. Paul tells us about it. Can we see what Paul tells us in Philippians 1 verse 23? I'm sure of that, that says, "For to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And what about you today? Can you say to die is gain at the moment, at this present time you are? The work of your hand. How is it? I'm not judging you, but you can always know where you are going to. Command those who are in the rich, in this present world, not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to people... But to put their hope in what? In God, who richly provides us with what? Everything of our what? Of our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." I'm reading from the First Timothy 6, verse 17 to 19. Do make sure you read and understand that passage. The world system is doing something. The world system is doing everything it can to consume all of our what? Of our temporary time, talent, treasure, enticing us to invest all of them into stuff, activities, and experience that in the end of life we have no eternal value. For the most part, the world system is held together by force, greed, and power. It caters to developing a self-centered life, a self-first mindset. It is bent on finding significance in power, fame, status, and accumulation of wealth. A wrong emphasis on these things often destroys the lives of people and their loved ones. Self, fame, status, personal wealth. These often become idols in the lives of many people. Even those who profess to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. These things take place that God should have in our life. In many instances, the world system emphasizes striving to get more for doing less. Get as much stuff as you can so you can retire from work. That is what they told us. And have a life of ease doing what you want to do when you want to do it. It does everything it can to keep us from thinking about the eternal aspect of life. That devil, that Satan, is doing his, is using all his power to stop us from thinking about the eternal aspect of life. On the other hand, we have the value system of the heavenly realm revealed to us by the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ emphasizing a life of love, giving, and serving. He has come to love us, to give us his life, and serve us as a remission of our sin. This involves work that leads to glorifying God, building treasure for oneself in the next world, and living a life of fulfillment in this world as well. Jesus Christ came into this world not only to save us for separation from God for eternity, he also came into the world to save us from wasting our lives while we are here in this world. Now, you need to find your what? Your true purpose. How do you find your true purpose? Let me brush up the true purpose I'm talking about in Ephesians 2 verse 10 that says, God intends for us to walk while we are still in this world. For we are his creative work, having been created in Christ Jesus for good work that God prepared beforehand, so we can do that. Everything you and I can see and touch is ultimately going to pass, as I have said in the beginning of this episode. Our time, talent, and treasure from a value standpoint will expire when we do. In eternity, they will do us no good. We are forced to spend and use them while we are here on this side of eternity. We are like the shopper who has won a contest and is allowed to buy as many groceries, as many things as she can within a short period of time. When the time expires, the shopping spree ends. Gold and all worldly wealth are going to perish like everything else, the Bible tells us. Let's check Ezekiel 7 verse 19, the new KJV I read. They will throw their silver into the street and their gold will be like refuse. Their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them. In the day of the wrath of the Lord, they will not satisfy their soul nor fill their stomach because it became the stumbling block of iniquity. Oh, Jesus. I pray for every listener listening to me. I pray that everything you have now, you use it for the glory of God. I pray they will not become a stumbling block of iniquity for you in the day of judgment in Jesus' name. Amen. However, although all worldly wealth is what is going to perish, as I've said, the Bible tells us that the word of God will never pass away. And we also know that the soul of each person is going to exist forever, either in heaven or hell. This is good news. We have the opportunity to make a difference beyond the perishing world. Before the tribulation comes, before Jesus comes, let's not forget that Jesus is coming soon in the cloud to take all his bride. Are you ready? Am I ready? Who is now ready? If you are not ready, if I am not ready. Jesus said, here is the lesson. Use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. Then when your earthly possessions are gone, then we will welcome you to an eternal home. That's Luke 16:9. We as a Christian, as a born again in action, investing in what counts for eternity. We are fishers of people, aren't we? Saving them from perishing and preparing them for new life in this world and a life in the imperishable world of eternity. If you all try to understand me from the beginning, you will know that this episode, it is important for us to listen and digest and also share with our loved ones. You know, we are making friends for eternity by being born again, by convertilating our temporary perishing time, talents, and treasures into internal value. How are we doing this? My brothers and sisters listening to me, we are talking about eternity here. I am talking about eternity here. Eternity is of two places, and it is important we try to understand what is it at stake. As Who Is Now Ready episode or podcast is concerned, with a brevity of life, the Bible itself comments extensively on life and how short it is. One verse that sums this thought up as well is, that sums everything up is, why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. James 4:14. We need to be busy convertilating the perishable into the imperishable before our time expires on earth. We need to start, converting every perishable thing into imperishable before our time expires, my brothers and sisters listening to me. Okay, do we want to be active converting before the opportunity to do so vanishes? Do we? Are you ready? Who is now ready? Are you sure? Let's read Mark 4:19 that says, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in a what? In a shock in. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Now, hold a penny close enough to your eyes, and you can block out the power of the words of the Son of God. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You know, it is easy to be blinded by earthly wealth. One day, I saw a coin in my wardrobe, and I put it very close to my eyes, keeping the other eyes closed. I found that if I held the penny close enough to my eyes, I could block out the sun. In the same way, the coin of this world can block out the power and life of Jesus Christ when we hold them too close to ourselves. Okay, scriptures has names. Scriptures has names for the things that are a barrier between us and God. In Mark 14, as I've read earlier, but the cares of this world, of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and shock the world, and it proves unfruitful. And to emphasize this passage, these things can keep us from having the relationship God wants us to have with Him. We fail to realize that one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession. That's Luke 12:15. What a tragedy to spend all of one's life to simply place oneself with the currency and the goods of this world. Living life just for stuff is a big mistake, my brother and sister listening to me. It can lead one on the road that looks so good, but ultimately lead to self-destruction. Please, are you getting this very clear? Are you beginning to understand what the Lord is talking to you? He's saying, is letting you to know at this moment. There's nothing intrinsically wrong, with things or money. However, we enter into the red zone of trouble when we look to them to provide life for us as a substitute for God in our life. You see, some people who call themselves riches or who have the riches of this world, they can't buy peace. Yes, they can't buy peace. They can't buy life. But of course, it is in Christ there is life. It is in Christ there is peace. It is in Christ there is joy. And instead of them moving closer to God, coming closer to God, the thoughts or they believe they can buy life, they can buy life, peace, joy with the money they have, with their riches. It is only through the prince of the cross that we can see the true purpose for why God has given us our resources. We need to remember that our earthly resources have been given to us so that we can enjoy them and use them for eternal purpose along life's way. If it is not given unto you, you can't have it. So whatever you have, it is given unto you. And you are expected to use it. To use it for eternal purpose. For eternal purpose, rather. Let's look at the example of the wise men. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure and presented him with gifts. With gift of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Matthew 2, verse 11. No, this act of worship will be what? Will be remembered of all of eternity. For all of eternity. You know, the wise person told today, the wise person today, we do the very same thing as the wise men did when they visited the young Jesus. Uses their talent to seek him, uses their time to pursue him, and present their treasure to the king to be used for his purposes. This is the convertilator in action. Investing in what counts for eternity. The smart money is going into the kingdom of God. We want to be in the process of helping to save people from purposeless eternity. We want to be
We want to be about helping to prepare them for not only a new life in this world, but a life in the perishable world of eternity as well. We are making friends for eternity by, you know, convertilating our temporary perishing time, talent, and treasure into eternal value. You know, it actually makes sense for us to invest in the kingdom of God. In the next episode, I'm going to be talking on the shell of life as Holy Spirit led chef. Chef of life. Just a brief on what I mean by chef of life. You know, everything you and I can see, touch, and feel will perish someday, as I've said. And yet, even in this world, some things have a longer shelf life than other. Realization of this basic truth impacts the way in which we can conduct our life. And in the next episode, I'm going to bring to you fully on the chef of life. Please do well to come back again and listen to this episode. And also, if you have been blessed by this message, do well to comment, share with your friends. And as you do so, I pray the Lord will bless you bountifully in Jesus' name. Amen. I wish to see you again, listening to a new episode coming very soon. Chef of life. Looking forward to it. Of course, it's coming to you very soon.